Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们来同心祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你的恩典丰丰富富，叫我们能够来认识、看见主你的荣光，叫我们能够来明白什么是真理。愿此时此刻你的恩典继续的临在我们当中，圣灵的光照让我们能够看见你是谁。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。我把今天的主题定为跟随耶稣初体验。
Today's theme is about the initial experience of following Jesus.
Next slide. 当我回想到我自己呢是怎么样的这个信仰的旅程的时候
，When I think about my own spiritual journey，
我其实也不清楚到底哪一个时刻才是所谓的正式的跟随耶稣。
I'm not sure when was the exact point when I started to follow Jesus.
有时候我想的时候，我是说，是青少年的时候吗
？Was it when I was a youth？
或者是在其实是在读神学的时候
？Or when I went to theological college？
甚至还说，会不会是我做牧师的时候才是这样子呢
？Or even after I became a reverend？
我之所以有这个模糊的感觉，是有原因的。
There is a reason for this vague recollection.
因为我回想的时候，在我的整个成长过程中。
Because at different stages of my life,
我总觉得时不时呢，在每一个阶段就有一个重新认识耶稣的感觉。
From time to time, there is a feeling of a renewed understanding of Jesus.
而每当我重新认识耶稣的时候
，And every time my understanding of Jesus is renewed,
也是我重新感受我现在是正式跟随耶稣的感受。
I once again feel that this is the first feeling when I started.When I decided to follow Jesus,
我想对门徒们可能也是这样子吧。
I think the disciples might have felt the same.
我们读福音的书的时候，我们总有个感觉，就是说，哦，他们跟随耶稣，可能就是在那个加利利海边的时候。
When we read the Gospels, when we think that they started to follow Jesus when they were on the coast of the Sea of Galilee.
啊，记得那时耶稣一声来跟从我。
When Jesus said, "Come and follow me."
啊，然后他们呢，就是跟随耶稣的日子就开始了。
Then that was the day when they started to follow Jesus.
可是你会发现今天的经文刚刚好就完全不一样。
But the context of today's scripture is different.
我们会看到，就是说，其实门徒里面有几位呢？
Here we are shown that actually there were some disciples
其实是施洗约翰的门徒
who were actually originally John the Baptist's disciples
而是在约翰施洗约翰的见证底下
and after hearing the testimony of John the Baptist
不是耶稣先去呼召他们哦
it was not Jesus who first called them
反而是安德烈还有另外一个门徒呢自己先去跟随耶稣
but rather Andrew and one other disciple who took the initiative to follow Jesus
然后他们就是打算去认识耶稣这个人
and decided to know better who Jesus is
然后接下来的这个情景呢就有一点像这个黑帮的情景。
And the next scene may bear a slight semblance to that of a gangster movie scene.
耶稣的在一条路上走着。
So Jesus was walking alone.
想象两个渔夫般哇魁伟身材的人跟在后面。
When suddenly there were two burly fishermen tailing him.
当耶稣发现被人跟踪的时候。
So when Jesus found that someone was people were following him.
就对着他们问。
He asked them.
你们要的是什么
？What do you want?
可能你们需要我帮你翻译成江湖术语。
So in a movie scene,
就是你们想干嘛
？It would sound like, "What on earth are you doing?"
他们两个大汉就是这样子回答。
And so the two men replied,
"Rabbi, 哪里住啊
？Where are you staying?"
意思就是，师傅，你是混哪里的
？Something like, "Where's your turf?"
这两个呢是施洗约翰的手下。
So these two are men of John the Baptist.
所以呢，耶稣就回答。
So Jesus answered,
你们来看
Come and you'll see.
什么意思呢
So what does this mean?
我们走着瞧吧
We shall see.
那其实过后呢他们就跟着耶稣去巡视了耶稣的场子
So then they followed Jesus and visited the territorial grounds of Jesus.
然后安德烈呢就拉了自己的兄弟彼得
and Later Andrew pulled his brother Peter.
过后呢腓力也拉了这个拿但也
Philip pulled along Nathanael.
然后他们都加入了耶稣的帮派。
And they joined the gang of Jesus.
原来耶稣帮就是这样子成立的。
And so this was how Jesus' gang was formed.
啊，没有了，这是跟大家开个玩笑。
It's just a joke.
啊，不过今天呢，其实我就要让大家明白这个，哎，起初接触耶稣的这样的一些问题跟感觉。
So I want all of us to understand a bit more what this initial experience of following Jesus was.
就在施洗约翰。 做事工的这样的一个地方。
So at the site where John the Baptist was doing his ministry,
原来耶稣跟后来的一些门徒呢，其实就已经先有这个接触了。
Actually, Jesus had already had dealings with his disciples to be.
所以如果你说，其实门徒到底是哪一刻说，哦，他们现在跟随耶稣。
So when was the exact point where the disciples officially followed Jesus?
其实我看的时候呢，我觉得其实也是难分难解的。
I think it's hard to put a finger to that.
是在起初接触耶稣的那个施洗约翰的见证底下吗？
Was it under the influence of John the Baptist's testimony?
是在海岸边耶稣发出邀请的时候吗？
Was it at the coast where Jesus invited them?
还是他们正式明白当彼得喊出你就是那个弥赛亚的那一刻吗？
Or was it when Peter called out you are the true Messiah?
难分难解。
It's hard to put a finger to that.
不过我总觉得其实就整个体验就环绕在这三个问题上。
But the whole experience actually is surrounded by these three questions.
所以我们今天就要很重新再来研究，研究这三个问题。
And so we're going to analyze these three questions.
你们要什么？
What do you want?
拉比在哪里住？
Rabbi, where are you staying?
还有最后，你们来看。
Come and you will see.
我们要来分析，其实你会发现，其实这三个问题问的真触鼻，很有意思。
Actually, it's really interesting, these three questions.
开始的时候，当然我只是开个玩笑，说是一些江湖，好像江湖上的术语，是吗？
Yeah, actually, in the beginning, it was just a joke about it sounding like some gangster rhetoric.
不过当然不是，其实它里面呢，都是有非常深厚、很约翰式的一个神学的问题。
But it has a deep meaning and an important theological theme in the Gospel of John.
在整个约翰福音里面，其实就是不断的环绕在这三个问题。
The Gospel of John actually hangs upon these three questions.
首先我们来看第一个问题，你们要什么？
Look at the first question, what do you want?
当耶稣问这个问题，你们要什么的时候呢，其实也是就是在问你们在寻找什么。
So it can be translated as, what are you looking for?
这个问题，你们要什么，你们在寻找的是什么，其实就涵盖了整个人跟神之间最基本的一个出发点。
Actually, the question of what do you want completely addresses the basic starting point of the relationship between man and God.
人到底在寻找些什么呢？
What are people looking for?
弟兄姐妹，如果我问你，现在问你这个问题。
If I ask you this question now.
当你们今天来崇拜，来听到的时候。
When you come and worship this morning.
你要什么？
What do you want?
你在寻找什么？
What are you looking for?
所以其实耶稣这个问题，你们要什么，更重要的也许他在问你们在找谁。
So the more important question is, who are you looking for?
因为人的这个问题其实最终呢要来到一个谁这样的一个事情上。
Because the ultimate goal of this issue is still to find a who.
因为你认真自己检查的时候，你会说其实我要的答案并不是一个什么抽象的概念，难道我要的是什么？是喜乐吗？是幸福吗？是快乐吗？是满足吗？
Because here people need answers that cannot be solved by some abstract concept like joy, happiness or satisfaction.
这些真的能够解决我要的是什么吗？
Can this really answer up my question of what do I want?
又或者我们其实在问的问题其实是来到一个谁，一个关系的重点上。
Or is it the ultimateissue is it rests upon who are we looking for?
因为人最终寻找的是一个谁，是一个关系。
Because the problem of man has to be answered by a relationship.
所以当耶稣问这个安德烈还有另外一个门徒的时候，你们要什么的时候，其实他是在问他你们在找的是谁。
So when Jesus asked Andrew and John, what do you want? He is in fact asking, who are you looking for?
不过其实他们要找谁，其实这个问题不难回答。
Actually, this question is not difficult to answer.
因为我们知道他们两个为什么要找他，要跟他。
Because we know the reason why these two wanted to follow
Jesus. 这两个人之所以要跟随耶稣，原因呢，是因为有施洗约翰把他指出来。
Because John the Baptist has pointed him out.
他们原来的师父施洗约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊。
Their original teacher, John the Baptist, said, look, the Lamb of God.
所以当他们听到 施洗约翰这样子见证的时候，他们就去跟随他。
So when they heard his testimony, they followed him.
可能你会问我，哎，这样神的羔羊是什么意思？为什么他们听到神的羔羊就会去跟他呢？
So what does the Lamb of God signify?
在之前的一节呢，还好施洗约翰也讲解了。
Fortunately, John the Baptist had given an explanation earlier.
因为之前他就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
He said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
所以从这两句话，我们就知道为什么他们听到耶稣是神的羔羊的时候，就去跟随他。
So we can therefore guess, when the disciples heard this, they wanted to follow him.
他们之所以要跟随耶稣呢，是因为他们要找到那个能够除去世上罪孽的那个羔羊，神羔羊。
What they want is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
而且施洗约翰也不单单只是这样子见证。
So John the Baptist also gave this testimony.
施洗约翰还说，我看到圣灵降在这个人的身上。
He said, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove.
然后之前呢，神有告诉他说，圣灵降在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
The man whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
施洗约翰说，当我看见圣灵降在这个人的身上，我就可以证明这个就是神的儿子。
He said, I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one.
所以我们很清楚的知道为什么门徒要跟耶稣这个人，他们找的到底是谁，我们知道。
Therefore, we know why the disciples want to look for and follow Jesus.
他们不单是要找这个能够除去世上罪孽的这个神羔羊。
They not only want the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world.
他们更要的是那个能够赐下圣灵的神的儿子。
They also want the Son of God who baptizes with the Holy Ghost.
所以虽然我们很清楚他们要的是什么。
So although we are quite sure what the two disciples wanted,
我们也知道他们在找的是谁
and who they are looking for.
可是偏偏他们回答的时候不是这样子回答。
However, their responses seem to be irrelevant.
他们反而是反问耶稣。
They instead ask Jesus.
而且这个问题好像是答非所问。
It seems like an irrelevant response.
他们问的是拉比，你在哪里住
？Rabbi, where are you staying?
不过其实这一个问题呢，问的是刚刚好，就是其实耶稣所要揭露的。
Actually, the question they asked was precisely the point of Jesus' question.
因为住这个字在约翰福音里面呢，是很有神学味道的。
The word staying has a strong theological meaning in the Gospel of John.
因为在接下来整个约翰福音里面呢，首先我们在第十四章我们就会看到。
So in chapter 14 we see,
耶稣说什么？耶稣说，我在父里面。父在我里面，你们不信吗？
Jesus said in chapter 14, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me?"
我在父里面，父在我里面。
I am in the Father and that the Father is in me.
当耶稣说这句话的时候，他就对着那些百姓门徒说：“我对你们说这些话，不是凭着我自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。你们当信我，我在父里面。”
He told the people, "The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing His work. Believe me when I say that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me."
所以耶稣在哪里呢？
So where is Jesus?
耶稣在哪里住呢？
Where is He staying?
父在他里面，他在父里面。
I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
耶稣所形容的就是他与天父的这个亲密的关系。
Jesus described his intimate relationship with his heavenly Father.
耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
在哪里住？
Where is he staying?
父在他里面，他在父里面。
The Father is in him and he dwells in the Father.
不单是如此，在第十五章的时候又是另外一个意思。
In chapter 15 we see,
他说你们要耶稣对他的门徒说，你们要在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
Remain in me as I also remain in you.
然后他就用枝子跟葡萄树的比喻，他说，枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，就不能够结果子。你们若不在我里面，也是这样。
No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
因为我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Because I'm the vine and you are the branches.
你们自己就不能够结出果子来。
You yourself, you cannot produce fruits.
所以呢，你们要藏在我里面，而我也藏在他里面，这样你就能够常结出果子来。
If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit.
所以耶稣在哪里？
So where is Jesus?
在这里呢，他其实形容的是我在这些门徒里面，门徒也在我里面。
So here Jesus described his close relationship with his disciples and that he dwells in his disciples.
他 跟门徒是有这样子的一个亲密的关系。
He and his disciples have this intimate relationship.
耶稣在哪里住呢？
So where is Jesus staying?
他在门徒里面，门徒也在他里面。
His disciples are in him, and he is in his disciples.
所以我们可以看到，就是门徒在问的这个问题：你在哪里？一方面，他在父里面，父在他里面。
Therefore, this where you are staying points to the relationship between the Father and the Son.
另一方面呢，他也在门徒里面，门徒也在他里面。
And also includes the relationship between Jesus and his disciples.
表达的都是关于这个关系的事情。
So it's all about relationship.
然后在第十七章就是最精彩的部分。
And in chapter 17,
耶稣就对天父祷告。
Jesus prayed to his Father.
他说，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，让他们也在我们里面。
I pray that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
叫世人可以信你是差我来的，你所赐给我的荣耀，我现在已经赐给他们了，使他们能够合而为一，像我们也是合而为一。
I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity.
这个是耶稣对天父的祷告。
So this is the prayer of Jesus to his Father.
耶稣对天父说，我在他们里面。
Jesus said that I in them.
你在我里面。
And you in me.
然后呢，这样子呢，就能够使他们完完全全的合而为一。
And in this way, they may be brought to complete unity.
然后世人看见的时候就知道说你是差我来的，也知道你爱我，你爱他们如同爱我一样。
So then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
所以这个问题，耶稣你住在哪里？
So this question of Jesus, where are you staying?
耶稣你在哪里？
Where are you staying?
其实就让我们看到了整个神与耶稣，耶稣与我们，我们与天父，这样子整个在一起的关系。
So we see the relationship of Jesus and God the Father, and then us, then Jesus with the disciples.
因为耶稣跟天父是合而为一的。
Because Jesus is one with God the Father.
而当我们是与耶稣合而为一的时候
，and that we are one, when we are one with Jesus,
最终呢，就是我们能够与天父合而为一。
Eventually, we are one with God the Father.
所以当门徒问耶稣，拉比，你在哪里住的时候？
So when the disciples questioned Jesus, Rabbi, where are you staying?
当他们问他说，当耶稣问他们你们在找谁的时候
，When Jesus asked them, who are you looking for?
他们就回答，耶稣啊，你到底是什么关系
？So their response, their question is, what is your relationship?
当你问一个人你在哪里住的时候，其实就是问他的关系。
When you ask someone where is he staying, it's actually asking about what is his relationship.
你跟神是什么关系？
What is God's relationship with you?
你跟我们又是什么关系？
And what is our relationship with you?
可能会 问我一个问题说，诶，门徒本来去找耶稣，不是要找一个能够赦罪的羔羊吗？
So initially when disciples wanted to find Jesus, didn't they want to find the lamb who can take away the sin of the world?
为什么又问关于他的关系呢？
Why did they ask him about relationship?
这个关系跟这个除罪这两个事情什么关系呢？
So what are how are these two related?
其实这两个就是息息相关的事情。
In fact, they are closely related.
因为弟兄姐妹，什么是罪？
What is sin?
什么是罪呢？
What is sin?
罪就是关系的破裂。
It is the breaking down of relationships.
所以你要怎么样除掉罪呢？
And so how do we get rid of sin?
唯一除掉罪的方式就是要依靠那个能够使这个关系复合的神的儿子耶稣基督。
We must rely on Jesus, the one who can mend, truly mend the relationship between God and man.
只有找到这个能够使这个关系能够和好的耶稣基督，才能够解决罪这个问题。
When we can truly mend the relationship between God and man, then ultimately can we solve the problem of sin?
看到耶稣的关系所带来的改变吗？
Can you see the change that Jesus relationship has brought about?
因为耶稣能够在父里面。
Because Jesus is in the Father.
而耶稣又能够在我们里面。
And yet also be able to be in us.
那我们就能够与神和好了。
Then we are truly reconciled to God.
而当我们能够与神合为一的时候
，And when we become one with God,
罪就得以化解了。
Sin is dealt with.
所以门徒要的是什么？
So what do the disciples desire?
其实门徒要的就是耶稣所能够带来的关系。
So they desire this relationship that Jesus can bring about.
可是口说无凭哦。
But where is the proof?
耶稣真的做得到吗？
Is Jesus really able to do this?
所以耶稣是这样子的回答这些门徒。
So Jesus said to the two disciples.
他说：“你们来看。”
Come and you will see.
这个看不是观望哦。
To see here is not standing by as an outsider.
反而是说，是本来是站在外面的人，局外的人，现在要进，被邀请到耶稣那里去。
Here it is to invite those who were originally outside, be with Jesus, to be in a relationship with him.
所以这里是两者啊，不是你们看，是你们要来，然后你们要看。
So there are two verbs here: come and you will see.
要来。要看。
You first need to come, and then you will see.
原本是局外人的，本来是在外面的人呢，现在要进入到耶稣里面，而且要去那边看。
So an outsider who is just watching from outside is going to come into a relationship with Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们来了，那我们就要看。
So when we are here, we have to see.
你会觉得，哎，当然了，来就看，不来，要不然来干什么？可是很多时候我们来。
You may think that it's one and the same, but actually a lot of times we come but we do not see.
But
Jesus said, come and you will see.
所以门徒就进入到耶稣那里住了一个晚上。
So the disciples went back with Jesus and spent one day with him.
我们可以想象这两个门徒去那边，我不知道看了什么，肯定是大饱眼福就是了。
As we can imagine, these two disciples would have seen a lot as they were with Jesus.
因为这个他们所在那里所看到的、所经验到的，就是他们生命中的一个转捩点。
So what they have experienced was actually a turning point in their lives.
在他们的脑海里面就留下这样的一个记忆。
And it left an indelible memory in their minds.
也可能就是说，为什么当时候在耶稣在加利利海边说你们来跟从我的时候。
It could also be when Jesus was at the Sea of Galilee and said, "Come and follow me."
我有这样的一个道理。
So, Reverend Xiao Hui thinks.
啊，哇，来跟从我，哇，他们是被耶稣的魅力所吸引吗？哇，就抛下就跟吗？是这样吗？
Were they attracted by Jesus's charisma?
还是之前因为有这样的一个来，这样的一个看
？Or was it previously there was this come and see process?
当他耶稣说你来跟从我的时候，就在加利利海边的时候。
When Jesus said, "Come and follow me at the coast of Sea of Galilee."
他们就真的能够这样抛下一切跟随耶稣，可能就是这样的一个来，这样的一个看，留下了这样的一个基础。
So based on this come and see, it left a firm foundation for which they could make the ultimate decision to leave everything and follow Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要小看这样的一个邀请。
Let's not underestimate this invitation.
是的，我们说神是高高在上的，神是无法捉摸的。
So indeed, we say God is who dwells above has his mysterious ways in which we cannot fathom.
可是在这里，我们却看到神其实是很愿意跟我们建立关系的。
But at the same time, we see that God is very willing to come and establish a relationship.
很愿意向我们来显露他的本性。
He's very willing to show us his nature.
所以我们根本不需要凭着自己的凭空想象，是觉得哦，神是应该是这样，神应该是那样，不需要。
We don't need to figure out or use our limited human ability to find out who God is.
因为神本身很愿意的把自己显露给我们看。
For God Himself is pleased to reveal Himself to us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们每次要来，然后我们也要看。
So every time we come, we must see.
在明年一整年，当我们要讲约翰福音还有各个其他经文的时候，我们要通过约翰福音，我们要来，然后我们要来看。
So next year in all our sermon series, just as what is here, we should come and see for ourselves.
约翰仿佛就用了这样的一个故事，一开始就邀请我们进入他的福音，说你们要来，你们要来看。
So it's as if John is extending this invitation to us to come and see.
不过很有趣的哦。当我们来看神的时候，
But interestingly, when we come and see who God is,
神已经先看我们了。
God already sees and knows us.
或者这样讲吧，神已经其实看穿我们了。
He can see through us even before we come.
所以当安德烈把彼得带到耶稣面前的时候，
So when Andrew brought Peter to Jesus,
耶稣仿佛就在那一刻看穿他了。
Seems as though Jesus saw right through him at that moment.
你是约翰的儿子西门，你将成为基法。
You are Simon, son of John, and you will be called Cephas.
基法的意思就是石头的意思。
So the meaning of Cephas is stone.
然后呢，意思就是彼得将成为教会的基础，教会最重要的那个石头。
Meaning that Peter will become the foundation of the church in future.
今天的这个崇拜呢，我会发现很不一样，对吗？
So do you notice that today's combined worship is quite different?
因为我们要通过今天的崇拜来跟大家讲解介绍我们年轻一代的事工。
Because we'd like to introduce to you the ministry of our young generation.
我们年轻的一代的事工，从儿童事工到青少年到青成年，还有到年轻家庭事工。
From children to youths to young adults to the outreach of young families.
这每一个都是环环相扣的一个事情。
These are interlocking ministries.
而当我思想整个成长过程的时候呢，我就觉得，哎，其实，在每一个环节，不管是儿童、青少、青成年，甚至当我组织家庭的时候，每一刻都是一个能够重新认识耶稣的一个阶段。
And at every stage of this process, I believe it's an opportunity to renew their understanding and relationship with Jesus.
而每一次的重新认识耶稣，也是重新立志要跟随耶稣的一刻。
And also to be determined to once again follow Jesus.
在整个这个年轻一代事工里面，其实是有一个挣扎点的。
So the biggest ministry in this, the biggest struggle in this young people's ministry.
这个挣扎点就是我们应该把重点放在人的需要，还是我们应该把重点放在福音的真理？
It's whether to focus on people's needs or to focus on the gospel truths.
因为如果我们过于的迁就人的需要，
If we accommodate too much the needs of people,
然后就很容易沦为非常肤浅的福音。
It is easy to transform into a very superficial gospel.
然后年轻人来到教会，可能他就是为了玩乐，为了交朋友而已。
People come to church to eat, drink, be merry, and make friends.
可是如果我们忽略了人的需要的时候，
But if people's needs are neglected,
那来教会呢，就剩下很枯燥乏味的一些教导而已。
And it become teachings that are just dull and dry.
有些年轻人跟我反映说，他每个礼拜来就是好像被逼来崇拜这样子。
That some young people even reflected that, you know, they're just forced to come to church every Sunday.
其实今天的经文，我觉得就给了我们一个很重要的启示。
I think today's scripture gives us an inspiration on this.
就是人的需要跟福音的真理这两个是可以两者都兼顾的。
In fact, both needs can be simultaneously addressed.
耶稣是照顾人的需要的。
Jesus took care of the needs of people.
所以一开始就问你们要的是什么。
So he first asked, "What do you want?"
可是随着门徒的询问渐进的时候
，But as the disciples asked and probed,
耶稣就邀请他们说：“你们要来，而你们要看。”
Jesus invited them.Come and you will see.
我们就发现门徒起初以为耶稣只是一个夫子而已。他说：“夫子，你是谁？你在哪里？”
Initially, the disciples themselves simply thought that Jesus was a rabbi.
可是最后，当他们认识耶稣、建立了关系以后
，But after knowing Jesus and establishing a relationship with him,
我们就看到安德烈对着他的弟兄彼得说：“我们找到弥赛亚了，我们找到基督是谁了。”
And we hear Andrew telling Peter, "We have found who the Messiah is."
门徒们来看的时候，发现了福音的真理。
When they came, they saw the truth of the scripture.
耶稣是基督。
Jesus is the Christ.
虽然在经文里面，其实好像是过了一天就发现了。
Although from the scriptures, it seems as though this whole process was done in a day.
不过在其他的福音书里面，我们知道从门徒从夫子。到基督其实是一个漫长的过程。
But as we look at the other gospels, we know that this is actually a very long journey.
我想也许就是我们能够把这两者一起兼顾的一个理念。
I think this may be the way where both needs are met.
福音事工确实是从人的需要开始。
The ministry of the gospel may start from the needs of men.
可是当我们邀请人来的时候
，But when we invite people,
我们要他们探索的事情
，When we invite them to explore,
我们必须回到福音的真理那里去。
We have to go back to the gospel truths.
而当人发现什么是真理的时候，
And when one discovers what is the truth,
他们就可以真心的跟随耶稣。
It is time to truly follow Jesus.
不单是能够自己跟随耶稣，
Not only to follow Jesus himself or herself,
就好像安迪尔列这样，也把他们周围的弟兄姐妹也都带到耶稣那里去。
Just like Andrew to pull along those around him to follow Jesus as well.
弟兄姐妹，今天的整个过程，
This whole process,
这三个问题,
these three questions,
你们要的是什么?
What do you want?
耶稣你在哪里住? 你的关系是什么?
Jesus, where are you staying and what is your relationship?
还有最后耶稣的这个邀请, 你们要来, 你们要看。
And finally, Jesus' invitation, come and you will see.
这整个事工不单单只是年轻人的事工。
This work of the gospel is not just for young people.
这也是我们全教会的事工。
This is also the work of our entire church.
弟兄姐妹,你有想过吗?
Brothers and sisters, have you thought about it?
你们要的是什么呢?
What do you want?
你们要把自己带到耶稣那里去。
Do bring yourself before the Lord.
就讲你们把你的需要，耶稣，我要的是什么？你说。
Tell the Lord your needs.
可是最后耶稣会告诉你。
And at the end, Jesus will tell you.
你们要来，你们要看。
You will come and see.
希望在这来临的2018年里面。
And in the coming 2018.
当我们走过整本约翰福音的时候，
As we walk through the whole Gospel of John,
我要邀请你们，
I invite you,
你们要来，
to come,
你们要来看，
to come and see,
然后重新再认识耶稣，
and to have a renewed understanding and relationship with Jesus,
然后再重新跟随耶稣，
and to follow Jesus again.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为主啊，你愿意我们来认识你，你愿意我们来跟随你，巴不得你今天再一次的把我们交在你手里，然后主啊引领我们，这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。